What If? By James Martin Driscoll, age 54, native-born resident San Bernardino, CA, USA. 2. San Bernardino Police Department, 710 North D Street, San Bernardino, CA 92401, 909-374-9782. What If? The United Nations said in an address to the world titled, The Wildfire of Hate. On LinkedIn, this is found. Link URL https://www.linkedin.com/posts/united-nations_together-we-can-put-out-the-wildfire-of-activity-65642199909900436-48-a3b3. United Nations 2,201,243 followers 4 months. Together, we can put out the wildfire of hate and uphold the values that bind us together as a single human family, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Hatred affects everyone, so fighting it must be the job for everyone. Secretary General Antonio Guterres. What if, then, there was a citizen complaint about haters involved in hashtag gangstalking perpetrated by the leadership and directors of the Ryan White Care Act social service agencies, profoundly placed region to region and can be ascertained to be a systemic problem in a federal program, and the FBI nor anyone else would not involve to help the citizen find the resources to stop this criminal activity against him? What if, then, that citizen, in the role of community peace builder, has been and continues to not be able to trust that he will not continue to be the victim of haters? What if no one cared? What if no one in law enforcement cared? What if, then, this citizen was visited by law enforcement to stop the citizen from time and time again to find a solution to this problem of a paradigm that the citizen sees a need of protection by casting a view of support over the citizen? What if, no matter where this victimization occurred, that the role of peacebuilder means, he might just have a solution and view to bring forward to stop mass gun shootings? What if, because law enforcement is negligently misunderstanding their role involved in this citizen's reaching out, and they claim that this citizen is harassing them? What if, in the process, the police files criminal charges, and the citizen actually has the solution to stop mass gun shootings, by way, the police enforce the rules and laws that stop gang stalking? What if then lives could be saved? For that is the role of law enforcement, to protect and serve. Both protect and serve is missing here. What if there is a greater conspiracy here to not see this realism? What if, what is said here is the absolute truth in these matters? What if, there is never a community affairs presentation and these mass gun shootings continue? What if, I will not contact you further via this method, but, what if, you were to just respond a little wiser? What if, I will still need a liaison and will attempt coffee with cop even though I detest coffee? Can I get the attention of that cop? That seriousness is what I need, and that seriousness will not dismiss me. What if I am never treated honorably and with dignity? The answer is, people continue to die. Not by my hands, but by your playing games of hopscotch and your lack of response of responsibility to the first question posed in this document. What if you act disproportioned and file that harassment charge in a criminal pursuit to hold a conspiracy? At least I will have counsel. All I want is a community affairs realism of empowerment, and you all won't break a conspiracy of hate. Will you? What if hate is allowed to always win?